This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير، فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليشربن ناس من أمتي الخمر يسمونها بغير اسمها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Friends and elders, mothers and sisters, in my 25 odd years of chaplaincy, I doubt I have come across a single social issue which is more lethal on communities in its entirety than debauchery and drug abuse. Many might argue there's porn addiction, there's spousal abuse, there is spouse bashing, etc. Well, the brutal truth is, when a person becomes an addict to drugs, I'm afraid these things follow a natural course. There will be many sisters sitting here, and I can share my personal experiences, that they are on the receiving end of the abuse of this drug addict. And let me say to you, my brother, there is a threshold of tolerance. There will be a day where this woman's going to pick up. Yesterday, a call came from a sister, and she's been calling me for the last 4 years. And as we know, unfortunately, and I'm not saying it in a position of judging, but part of the addiction is pathological lies. The urge to lie, the crave to lie, it's just like intrinsic. And the sister said, I'm now done. I'm picking my kids up and I'm going. He knows my desperation. I don't have an alternate accommodation. And hence the exploitation continues. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام. O believers, verily intoxicants and gambling. There isn't a crime in my understanding that a drug addict is not prone to. Once you succumb to this, there is nothing that you are safeguarded against. Verily, intoxicants, gambling, dedication to idols, and claiming omen from arrows, which was a practice in the dark era. Rijsum min amalish shaitan are the filthy acts of the devil. Fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. So stay away from it so that you may prosper. If I was not involved on a personal level, and I personally did not drive and admit patients into the facility, and I did not counsel people personally, probably I would have translated this ayah and moved on. Fajtanibuhu, abstain, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you can be successful. But due to my personal interaction, I need to drive this point here. Allah says, Fajtanibuhu. Fajtanibuhu means, my brother and my sister, stay away if you want to be successful. Fajtanibuhu doesn't mean I want to stay away. I hope I can stay away. I plan staying away. I anticipate giving it up. It's my dream. It's my hope. It's my vision. It's my plan. It's my intention. No, no, no. Fajitani boohoo, drop it cold turkey. How long are you going to keep on lying? You're the cause of, and I'm not coming, I'm talking frankly. I'm talking as a brother to you. That marriage is taking a beating. You've seen your parents suffering because one is going on the empathy, the other one is going on the iron fist. So now the problem is one, there's a sister, and again, we'll talk about it. The love of a mother is just relentless. This poor mother has phoned me no less than 100 times. And her dream and her hope and her aspiration of a child is he must become the imam of the haram. And what do I say to her other than Ameen? What do I say to her other than Ameen? For now, he's a drug merchant. The dream of this mother is Allah must make him the imam of haram. This is the dream of this mother. In the end, the marriage was on the verge of breaking up. So I said, now understand the implications. So the debate was, do we keep him in the house or do we leave him to go? I said, listen, my boy, we're not bolting the door, but we have to shut the door. We have to close the door. Because as long as you're part of the house, abnormality becomes the norm. You sleep when you want, you break every standard, you live as you like. You set the wrong example for your younger siblings. There is no norm. There is no practice. So to stabilize the home, we need to tell you to leave. But we're not bolting the door. We're closing the door. The day you sober, this is your house. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. Verily, the devil wants to stir enmity and hatred amongst you through gambling and through intoxicants. You know, I have an eye for wildlife, and I view safari, and I go on safaris, and often you see a pack of dogs, wild dogs, or hyenas attack a newborn calf, and it's not for sensitive viewing. And then in the comments, people will say, hey, but nature is harsh. Nature is not harsh. Come and see those selling drugs and you'll know how harsh humans are. You selling a drug, you know a woman is crying. You know a house is breaking up. I cannot tell you the tears that I cry on my own side. But just to generate revenue, you are heartless. You have no feelings. You're selling it to that man. 3 a.m. a sister phoned me. I'm on my tahajjud mat crying. Police knocks my door with my sons. What's the aim of the devil? Just to cause havoc amongst you. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you stop? سُنَنُ النَّسَئِ بَابُ تَحْرِيمِ الْخَبْرِ. When the ayat was revealed, Umar ibn al-Khattab said, intahayna, intahayna. Allah, we've dropped it. There's no looking back. My brother, I need that commitment from you. And to whoever Allah transmits my message across the globe, I never said, and I never will say, giving up drugs is easy. I have said, and I will continue saying, it's possible. No, it's not easy. But what is easy in life? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We've created man and designed a life of challenges. One person became a prominent, skilled, competent, high flyer. They asked him, what's your motivation? He said, my father was a drug addict. So I didn't want to repeat the pattern. I said, put an end to it. They asked his sibling, what happened to you? Why you're a drug addict? He said, my father was a drug addict. You can choose to inherit and claim that you are the consequences of someone else's wrong, or you can stop the buck here. The choice is yours. فيه أن المعاصي تتضمن المضر الدنيوية كتضمنها المضر الأخروية. The ulama says, mentioned in Bayan al-Quran, the ayah tells us, just as sin will cause you harm in akhirah, it will deny you every form of happiness in this world. Show me one person who took drugs and in the end he was happy. Show me one person. I'll revoke all my claims and I'll stop my narrative. He's suicidal, he's depressed. There's a young boy who phones me. He only phones me when he wants to claim his life. That's his standard call. I want to kill myself. Standard. Whenever he calls me, no, I'm depressed, I gave up hope. So I tell him, listen, Allah has given you a chance, my brother. In Urdu, they say, Ab to ghabra ke ye kehte hai ke mar jayenge, mar ke bhi chain na paya to kidhar jayenge. Ab to ghabra ke ye kehte hai ke mar jayenge, mar ke bhi chain na paya to kidhar jayenge. Now in a fit of rage and I'm tired, the craves, it's killing me. I cannot take it. So I want to kill myself. Kill yourself, and then when you die, what's going to happen there? فَلَوْ أَنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا تُرِكْنَا لَكَانَ الْمَوْتُ رَاحَةَ كُلِّ حَيِّنَ وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا سُئِلْنَا ذَا عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. If death meant that it's all over, then good, die. But death means it's going to start. Malik bin Dinar says, I was in Hajj, and I'm standing there at the Kaaba, and I'm seeing this multitudes of people converging. And the thought crosses my mind, Manil maqboolu minhum wa manil mardood. Ya Allah, so many people have come here. Whose Hajj is accepted and whose Hajj is rejected? These are the thoughts playing in my mind. With that thought in my mind, I went to sleep. And in a dream, I was told, Ghafar Allahu lil jamee illa rajulan wahida. Allah forgave everyone but one person. So in my heart, I feared probably I'm the exception and Allah has rejected my Hajj. So I got up with a heavy heart in panic, anxiety. The entire day passed. The next night I went to sleep. And when I retired to bed, in a dream I was told, you're not the exception, but it is a person by the name of Muhammad bin Harun from Balkh. So in the morning I got up in my days of Hajj and I started inquiring from the people, you know of this man? He comes from this particular town, country, etc. They said, yeah, he's a very noble man. He's an Allah conscious. He's a sage of the age. He devotes his whole night to worship. So I was alarmed by what people were saying versus the dream I had. Finally, I get to the man and I see he's engaged in prayer, an aged person, in very humble in his demeanor. And I sit there. So he looks at me and he says, Malik, what's the matter? So there's a murmur in my voice and I say, I don't know what to tell you. He says, no, tell me. He says, I'm afraid I had a dream. And in the dream, I was told everyone's Hajj is accepted but yours. He said, Malik, you're not the first person to tell me this. Year in and year out, I perform Hajj. And every year, some pious man comes and gives me this bad news. I was in my youth. I was in my prime. I hope, my young brother, you listening. I hope you're sober enough to process what I'm saying. While you breathing and I'm breathing, Allah gave us chance. إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة. How much more do you want this mother to cry? I was at the center one day, and as I came there, I see one person's feet are shackled. So I asked Hafiz Saab, what is it? He said, no, we intercepted him. He was on the verge of killing his mother. He was on the verge of killing his mother. I came home, I was drunk, I was high. Sharibtu khamran inda khidnin li. I went out with my friends and then they said, have a drink. So we had a drink. Years ago, I went to take my car. This was before I got really introduced to what is happening and how lethal it is. This was many years ago. At that time, it was not so rife and rampant. And I had to just attend to some radio in the car, etc. So it was a non-Muslim. And one person was attending to the car. And the other person, he was doing his concoction. Now, if you don't know it, and may Allah never let us know it, because it's not something you want to know. So he's got a glass bottle, and he's dropping something inside, and he's lighting something. So casually, I said, hey, mate, hey, bro, what you up to, man? Drop this here. He said, if I don't drink this, I will kill half of lands, and I'll start with you. If I don't drink this, I will kill half of lands, and I start with you. Obviously, I had to dash for cover. So I'm here to narrate the story. It's laughable when it's not your family. It's laughable when it's not your son. It's laughable when it's not your sibling. But when it's your own, you bang your head and you start asking yourself questions till you're dizzy in your brain. You're dizzy in your brain. You ask yourself, has the demon and the devil descended into my child? Is this become the new shaitan? I came home, I was drunk and high. My mom seen me, atamayalu fi mashi. I am stumbling and I'm walking. So my mom came to me and she said, oh my son, akhiru yawmin min sha'ban, awwalu yawmin min ramadan, yusbihu an-nasu suwama wa tusbihu sakran. Oh my son, it's the last day of Sha'ban. It's the eve of Ramadan. Even the sinners gave up their wrong and they also fasting, and you are drunk. In my naivety, in my stupidity, in my intoxication, I slapped my mom and she fell into the fire. It's been more than 30 years I'm coming for Hajj. Every year one person comes to me and tells me Allah's rejected your Hajj. I'm saying make Tawbah while your mother is alive. Make Tawbah while your mom is alive. There was a brother I went and I met at the center. He said to me, my pain is I buried my mother drunk. I didn't know was it a grave or what it was. 3 days later, I realized my mom passed away. What is the biggest cause of the problems? It's our company. And when we come back, why we don't recover? It's our company. Give up your friends? No, I cannot give up my friends. Then you're a liar in your claim of wanting to change. Simple as that. A lot of times, and I'm not passing judgment, I will come to the point, if Allah allows me and the time permits, my emotions are high because I have seen too many parents and guardians cry. I'm asking you, and we will ask society to intervene. That's my call, that when our young man comes out of there, if you and I, as entrepreneurs and as businessmen, don't give him an opening and don't integrate him and give him some decent salary and don't bring him back into society, then we're prepping him to relapse. Hafiz, I've spoke about UK. I was in the UK and we traveled many a times. In fact, I'm leaving again, inshallah, shortly. And some prominent businessmen came to me and they said that we've got some funds and we're thinking of putting up something. I said, please don't build an Islamic center or a Muslim school. Build a rehab. Build a rehab. Create a facility. This is the harsh reality. This is what's happening on the ground. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu said, "Inna khayra sahibikum alladhi yaqul." Your best friend is the one who says to you, "Idhhab bina nasum qabla an namut." Hey brother, come, man, these are blessed days, man. These are ayyam bid. This is Monday and Thursday. Bro, let's fast. Let's fast. You know what? Life is running fast and it will catch up. What did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say? Ahlan, ahlan bi dhayfin qad nazal. Ahlan wa sahlan bi dhayfin qad nazal. Wa astawdi'u Allah ilfan qad rahal. Tawalla shabab ka'an lam yakun. Wa halla al-mashib ka'an lam yazal. Amma al-mashib fa subhun bada. Wa amma al-shabab fa badrun afal. Saqa Allah hadha wa dhaak. نعم المولي ونعم البدل أهلا وسهلا بضيف قد نزل I welcome old age as it's creeping in وأستودع الله إلفا رحل And before I realize my youth is just gone And when I try and account for the years of my youth I achieve nothing تولى الشباب كأن لم يكن My youth has disappeared like I was never young وحل المشيب كأن لم يزل And old age has set in like I was born old. وَإِنَّ الشَّرَّ صَاحِبِكُمْ And your worst friend is the one who says to you, اِذْهَبْ بِنَا نَأْكُلْ وَنَشْرَبْ وَنَلْهُ قَبْلَ أَن نَمُوتْ Listen, join me, man. You need to try this one. You haven't tried this one as yet. 2 weeks ago, a young man phoned me and he says, my friends are on debauchery, drugs, promiscuity, and I'm trying to rescue them, and I found myself in the rave club. But I got in there, and I had this contradiction, and I realized I'm not in the place I'm supposed to be. I didn't succumb to the vice, but I tagged along, and I got in. Anyway, I came out of there, and I repented, I regretted. There was a young man, I'll come back to that. There was a young man who phoned me, and he says that I committed zina. So I said, okay, you've done the wrong. Now this is the tawbah. Then he cried. So I said, what's the matter? He says, I committed zina on the 15th night of Shaban. He said, the urge the drug gave me was to do zina on that night. Like there's just no understanding to what this is. So the young man is telling me now, he says, should I still be in touch with my friends because I'm afraid what they're doing? I said to him, you only stand there as a lifesaver if you are pulling the drowning person out and not if he pulls you in. You are drowning by your own confession that you ended in the rave club and they didn't come in the masjid and you're saying you want to still be in touch. You only extend a hand of help to someone who you pull in out and not someone who drags you in. وَإِنَّ الشَّرَّ صَاحِبِكُمْ Your worst friend is the one who says, اِذْهَبْ بِنَا نَأْكُلْ وَنَشْرَبْ وَنَلْهُ قَبْلَ أَن نَمُوتْ These are the words of Abu Darda. He says, come, let's drink, man. Let's party. Let's enjoy. One young man said, that the first drug I took, he told me this, it gave me the thrill of the climax of pleasure with a woman. And for the rest of the 10 years of my life, I'm chasing that same pleasure, but I never got it again. Like, how much more do we need to know? A young man, I asked him, I said, what led you to drugs? He said, three things. Bad company. Number two, no salah. Number three, adventure. I need to be adventurous. Samiri, the Quran speaks about. When Samiri was asked, why did you worship the calf? Musa alayhi salam was gone. Why did you initiate the worship of the calf? Why did you do this? What did he say? وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي I felt like doing something different. That's the problem. You need to try. You need to experiment. It must be unique. It must be peculiar. It must give you a different kick. I need constant kicks and feelings and excitement and thrill. There are so many sisters that are crying, that are on the receiving end in marriages. The worst thing you can do, my brother, is be in denial. The worst thing you can do, my brother, is claim you're a functional addict. The worst thing you can do, my brother, is your pathological lies. Fir'aun was deviant. He was astray. But what he kept on saying, I guide people and I take them out of darkness. Ma urikum illa ma ara wa ma ahdikum illa sabil ar-rashad. I met this one youngster at an airport. He was traveling with a group of people. And because I was involved in his case, so I hugged him and I said to him, Hafiz of the Quran, I said, Hafiz up, your mother's tears makes me restless at night. Is it not doing anything to you? I cannot sleep when I see your mother's call. I don't know what must I take it and what must I tell this woman. A person came to Sayyidina Umar, so what's the way forward? You need to drop your evil friends. You come out of the rehab. The rehab has no magic. The rehab is a facility to assist you accomplishing what you want. That's it. You want change? Then you can change. The devil has no problem with our good intentions as long as it's for tomorrow. You can thrill and say, tomorrow, devil's got, but you need to do it now. That's it. You need to disarm yourself. If you keeping yourself armed and access with a phone, with money, with a car, with friends, with network, when it's tough, then who's paying your bills? Who's taking you through? Your friends? They're nowhere to be seen. As Hafiz Hab said, I can tell you personally how many parents are bringing. Go there to the house, the mother phones me, I sit him down, speak to him all night till 12 at night. Tell him next morning we're picking you up. Gone. Disappeared into thin air. A person came to Umar radiallahu anhu. I'm saying, you need to give up your network of friends. Immediately. And when you come out, if you're part of that network, you are impeding your growth and increasing your vulnerability. Simple as that. Chapter close. A person came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Ta'ibun min qabli an yuqdar alayya. I want to repent. He was part of the army of Musaylama and then he defected from the army. He was the son-in-law of Musaylama. Umar radiallahu anhu said, well, the only advice I can give you is, idhab fa'anzil ala khayri ahli al-Madina. You need to change yourself. You must go and stay with the noblest people of Medina. فَنَزَلْتُ عَلَى تَمِيمْ دَارِي. So I went to stay by Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. And of course, because I was in the company of Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, I witnessed miracles. He says, فَبَيْنَمَا أَنَا عِنْدَ تَمِيمْ نَحْنُ نَتَحَدَّثْ. I was sitting by Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu and we were discussing, إِذْ خَرَجَتْ نَارِ. There was a volcanic eruption. Some years ago, we went to Mauritius, and then we went to the neighboring island, Reunion, and that area is prone with volcanic eruptions. So they took us in a chopper, and we got to see some live lava. Right? That area is known. So this young man says, I was sitting. His crime was what? He was part of the army of Musaylama. When he wanted to make Tawbah, Umar said, go stay with the noblest person. So he said, I was sitting there and then there was this volcanic eruption. So Umar radiallahu anhu came and he said, oh, Tamim, attend to it. So I said, how do I attend to a volcanic eruption? He said, no, attend to it. فَقَامَ يَحُوشُهَا بِيَدِهِ. He stood up and he started motioning it with his hand till it receded into the earth. And that's when Sayyidina Umar made that historical statement, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا نُخِبُّكَ يَا أَبَا رُقَيَّ. It is for emergencies like this that we keep you on standby, O Abu Ruqayya. But he adopted the company. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you who believe, fear Allah and stay with the truthful. This ayah comes in the tail end of the discussion of Tabuk. In Tabuk, there were 5 categories. There were the Sahaba who obliged immediately. الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ. There was the group amongst them who were initially hesitant, but then subsequently they obliged. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Then there was the third group of the Sahaba who didn't have funds, who didn't have means. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. They didn't have resources. Then there was the fourth category, that was the munafiqeen. وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. They were liars. They were liars. And then there was the fifth category of genuine Sahaba, honest, sincere, devout companions, but they did not attend. They were made into 2 groups. There were 10 of them. 7 of them repented immediately when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. They came and they tied them up to the pillar, and then their tawbah was accepted. And 3 of them, they delayed slightly, but ultimately they also repented. They were noble companions. وَآخَرُونَ مُرْجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah. When Allah accepted their tawbah, Allah concluded the narrative and the tale by saying, O you who believe, adopt the company of the truthful. So the lesson learned from Tabuk, and look at, that's the beauty of the Quran. The message is one, but the deductions are multiple. When the Prophet ﷺ returned from Tabuk, the munafiqeen started lying. I wanted to come. I was about to come. I nearly joined you. And then the lies. There was a father who called me to test the urine of his son. And so whenever you tell him to pass urine, then I don't know why, I just can't pass water. I just can't pass water. But as soon as you close the door, the urine is flooding. So anyway, we stand there and he passes urine. The door is closed. But remember, by you fooling my brother, you're only hoodwinking yourself. And my message to you is, don't play so long that Allah decides to close the door on you. Because if Allah closes the door on you, no Hafiz Rafiq, no rehab, no Suleiman Mullah, nobody can come to your rescue because there's divine blockage. What does Allah say? The Prophet ﷺ told this man, you're eating with your left hand, eat with your right hand. He said, La astati'u. I cannot eat with my right hand. Ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr. The hadith, Sahih Muslim. The only thing prevented him was his pride and his arrogance. He could raise his right hand. He was eating with his left hand. Nabi Sassam said, Kul bi yaminik, eat with your right hand. He said, La astati'u, I'm unable to. Nabi Sassam said, La astata'ta, now you will never be able to. Now you will never be. Fama rafa'ahu ila fihi. He was unable to raise his hand to his mouth for the rest of his life. So when the Quran was revealed, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ وَمِنْ بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ فَاعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. They said, no, no, man, listen, I can't see what you're talking. There's a veil here, man. My ears are a bit heavy, man. And you don't make sense. Do your thing and leave us to do our thing. There was no blockage. They created a superficial, artificial blockage. Then Allah said, Inna ja'alna ala qulubihim akinna. We blocked it now. Now we blocked it. Now sometimes Allah says khatama, sometimes Allah says taba'a. We seal that heart. Why? Nothing gonna go through it. So the young man, that we close the door, I'm standing there, he passes urine, we take the cup, we test it, negative. So he comes out. The urine is negative, but his attitude is positive. Did you hear what I said, my brother? The urine is negative, but his attitude is positive. Now, what's the issue? You see, my family, they just doubt me. I say, never mind, they're doubting you. Your attitude tells me you are taking drugs. I don't trust this urine. He said, but I said, your attitude tells me you're taking drugs. When you become a parent and then you deal with it, your parent, even if he's gone in his cover, he has forgiven you. But when that reality hits you, I don't know if you'll forgive yourself. There's a friend of mine, he always tells me that he had long hair and his father told him, cut it. And he says, no, daddy, you don't understand this and that. He says, my daddy is gone. It's 10 years now. I cannot look in the mirror. Every time I look in the mirror, I see the image of my father. It gives me nightmares. So Allah said, O you who believe, fear Allah, wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqeen, and be with the truthful. So what's the message? What did Ka'b radiallahu anhu say? Wa innama anjani Allahu ta'ala bis-sidq. When the Prophet ﷺ returned, then the munafiqeen were making stories. But I spoke the truth, and it became tough. Don't lie. Don't lie. You heard what Abi Sab said, Maghrib to Isha, you're going here. You're lying to your spouse. You're lying to your parents. And the strange thing is, you can see the lie. You can feel the lie. You can hear the lie, but he's still lying. Like he's caught and he's still lying. That's what you call pathological liars. No stop. Salma bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi said, ma min yawmin tatlu'u fihi ash-shamsu illa wa yuqbilu ala talib al-ilmi hawahu wa ilmuhu thumma yataghalabani fi sadrihi taghalub al-mutakhasimain fa idha ghalaba ilmuhu hawahu kana yawmuhu yawma ghunmin lahu wa idha ghalaba hawahu ilmuhu kana yawmuhu yawma khusranin alayhi. Every day a battle will be fought in the chest of a believer between evil and good. The challenge of life is it's so daily. The crave is not evil. To succumb to the crave is evil. The crave is not going to die. Yes, over a period of time, control over the crave will become stronger and better, but the crave is not going to die. Al-insanu la yu'abu bima fi tab'ihi. You will not be held accountable for the feeling which is out of your control. Nobody says, this Ramadan, I'm aspiring to fast without getting hungry. Because it's out of your control. But you know, regardless of the hunger, there's no breaking of the fast. That's it. Every day a battle is fought. Listen, my brother. On the chest of a believer. No, you know, I got such a crave. If I don't take it, I'll die. Die! You die a shaheed. If I don't take it, there's no excuse. Nachit kar sake nafs ke pehel waku. Nachit kar sake nafs ke pehel waku. To you haath pao bhi deele na daale. Aray isse kushti to hai umar bar ki. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi tu dabale. Nachit kar sake nafs ke pehel waku. If you're unable to defeat your opponent, then don't surrender defeat. The battle is lifelong. Sometimes you buckle under his pressure and sometimes you dominate him. But the battle is daily. Inna Allah khalaqa al-malaika wa rakkaba fihim al-aqla. Allah created malaika and blessed them with intelligence. Wa rakkaba al-baha'im wa khalaqa al-baha'im wa rakkaba fihim al-shahwa. And Allah created the animals and entrenched in them desires. Wa khalaqa al-insan wa rakkaba fihim al-aqla wa al-shahwa. And Allah created the humans and Allah endowed them with intellect and entrenched within them desire. فَمَنْ غَلَبَ عَقْلُهُ عَلَى شَهْوَتِهِ فَهُوَ أَعْلَى مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. If your intellect reigns supreme over your desire, then you have the capacity to excel the malaika.
وَمَنْ غَلَبَتْ شَهْوَتُهُ عَلَىٰ عَقْلِهِ. But if your lust overpowers your intellect, فَهُوَ أَدْنَى مِنَ الْبَهَائِمِ, then calling such a person an animal is insulting the animal kingdom. You insulting the animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. When Allah spoke about the prophets in the Quran in Surah As-Sad and the Jalilul Qadr, well, every Nabi was great, but those who within them were amongst the Ulul Azm, Allah spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَاذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. How did Allah define them? Allah said, these prophets, they had hands and they had eyes. What did they have? Ulu is the plural of the word dhu. Aidi is the plural of the word yad. Absar is the plural of the word basar. They were people with hands and eyes. The scholars say that if you use your hands and eyes for the right thing, then in the eyes of Allah, you can say you have the limb. But if you don't use it, if you are busy selling drugs, using drugs, buying drugs, doing drugs, then that hand, you cannot claim having that organ. My message is, my brother, to give up sin is not easy, but it's possible. We can show you examples of hundreds of youth with the grace of Allah who've turned their life totally around. MashaAllah, they've become ambassadors of deen. Because when you see a person on the street, it's not his family dropped him or abandoned him. They exhausted everything within their means, and that's what he opted for. They didn't say, you know, pick him up and drop him there. No, no, no. And once the parents are gone, really are you going to find that the siblings are going to rally around and rescue? That's the reality. Move away from such company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the youth who we speak about in the Quran, the people of Kahf, right? So we living in a world, there was a sister that had rang me, Ya ilaha illallah, I can cry. She says, my son was a drug addict. And we couldn't understand the gravity of this addiction. So one day in the closet, we found some powder. And my husband, you know, we sent him back and forth to rehab. Then he changed, he came out, and alhamdulillah, he's clean for now. So my husband was in his closet, and he found the powder. So he opened the packet, and she called me. I remember distinctly on a private number. And I said, no problem, sister. I don't need to know your identity. I don't know who you are. I don't need to know. The aim is to rescue the problem, salvage the issue. We don't need information. So anyway, she's talking. She says, my son had the addiction. He went to rehab. He came out. My husband was cleaning his closet, found this bag, this powder. And then he said, let me try and see what's in it. Okay, G Ben, I'm listening. Is the line holding? Is the call dropped? Next best thing, she's sobbing. I said, Ben, are you there? With a cracked voice, now my son is clean and my husband is an addict. From here in our neighboring towns. Fitnatun amya, samma, bakma. This is not something you try and experiment. Curiosity. Now my husband is an addict. My son is clean and my husband is an addict. And let me also make an appeal. Coming out of drug is a great thing. But don't substitute it by smoking and vaping. It's just not palatable for a believer. It's just not keeping with the value system of a believer. Take yourself out of all this here. Now this is this whole cloud of smoke. It just looks so unpleasant. It just looks so unpleasant. Khalid bin Zaid, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 7 months Nabi alayhi salam stayed in his house. What an honor. إن أرفق بنا وبمن يغشانا أن نكون في سفل البيت. Nabi alayhi salam bays downstairs, he stays upstairs in his simple structure. We know we visited his grave in Istanbul. Many people have visited his tomb. Abu Ayyub Ansari was his kunniya, Khalid bin Zayd was his name. So every day when the food used to come back from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his wife used to prepare, then they used to relish and eat the food. Can you imagine eating the leftover food of Nabi alayhi salam? Like there's no words to describe that honor. So one day the food came back untouched. Ya Rasulullah, radatta asha'ak wa lam ara fihi mawdi'a yadik. I don't see your blessed hands in the food and you've returned it. Have we offended you by the food? I got the smell of some raw onion or garlic in it. And I am a person who converse with the malaika, and the smell can be strong for them. So sensitivity to the malaika, I don't eat it. أَحَرَامٌ هُوَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, is it haram? No. وَلَكِنِّي أَكْرَى In my personal capacity, I stay away from it because sensitivity to the malaika. There's a friend of mine who gave up smoking now. He said, only after I gave up smoking, and now when I come in the masjid and I see a person next to me who smokes, I realize for 20 years what I did to the musallis next to me. Wallah, this is what he said to me. He said, only now that I've given it up and I see the stench and how unpleasant it is, I've realized for 20 years what I was doing to my fellow musallis. So what did Khalid bin Zayd Abu Ayyub Ansari say? فَإِنِّي أَكْرَهُ مَا تَكْرَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, if you don't like this raw garlic and onion, then I also don't like it for the rest of my life. I also won't have it. لَيَشْرَبَنَّ نَاسٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَامِرِ People from my ummah will come and pop pills. They will come and take intoxicants. يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا They will play with the semantics, with the linguistics. Tranquilizer, I need to feel light. I just need to take away my... These are the words. The Prophet ﷺ says they will change the name. And today you do it. So today the young man is going to buy cough syrup, codeine, what Sprite, Avizap will tell you. And then what happens, he's drinking it so much, the young man is on adult diapers. I had read as a child, a compulsive gambler, they wear adult diapers. And I still remember that article stuck with me and I couldn't believe it. Now with my own eyes, I seen 15-year-old boy wearing adult diaper. Lost control of his functionality. One boy we know of, passing out. Took him for CAT scan, every scan, nothing wrong but drugs. It has paralyzed the society. It has destroyed the society. So the youth, Ashabi Kahf, what did they do? When the wrong was happening, they just said, buddies, we're not joining you, and they went to sleep. I'm saying walk away that Saturday night and go and sleep. I'm not even if you can make ibadat, fabiha wa na'imat, great. Their challenge was, when the tyrant asked them, who's your Lord? So Allah says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أي أَمْسَكْنَاهَا عَنِ التَّزَلْزُلِ أَمْسَكْنَاهَا عَنِ التَّزَلْزُلِ That at the time when the tyrant threatened them, we held them firm not to buckle. Your friends take out, hey, have one, man. It's just casual. It's just social. It's just a New Year's Eve. Avizab will tell you the facility is brimming. Come New Year because you know your vulnerability. But a believer is one who rises. He understands. And they went to sleep. Because now what happens? You take a pill and then you want to sleep. Then you want to sleep out. For 3 days. Allah gave them sleep not for 3 days or 3 years or 30 years. Allah gave them sleep for 300 years. But pure sleep, divine sleep from Allah. I'm saying to you, my brother, the pleasure of sin is temporary, it's fake, it's superficial, and it is a vicious cycle. That's it. Any sin. You're living a life of cheating, lying, hiding your phone, hiding this. No, nothing. Just my friend here. Yeah. We're doing a business deal. What business? No, not your business. We're doing a business deal. And the addiction is going and going. And every addict, but why you didn't speak out earlier? Because if I want to give it up, I can give it, man. I can give it up anytime. Till you came out and the bubble burst and you got exposed and now you're still resisting help. How many youngsters we taking them to the center, they're opening the door while we're driving? If you don't want to change, nobody can change for you. Get off the road and move off the family. Divorce that woman. Move away from that house. Allah hasn't made others responsible for your actions. You're a matured person. You'll be held accountable. Yes, we want society to come. And that's why I ask society to take one person's recovery. My estimation is you need 20 people minimum. If you don't have that network in place, the chances are very slim. It's like taking a person, understand my analogy, who met up in an accident. You don't get a chopper. You don't get a paramedics. You say, no, wait, I put him in my car. Wait, let me carry him. You're breaking him more. Then you say, no, I go to the clinic. I know how to stitch. I've worked in trauma. No. You need people to come, the jaws of life, to take him out of there. You need the paramedics to put him in the ambulance. You need the trauma unit to stabilize him. He needs to be taken into ICU. By Allah, one drug addict will burn 20 members out. If you don't have a full team, the chances of recovery of that individual are very, very slim. Exceptions is always there, and that's a different scenario. But we're talking of the average. Hafizab, am I correct or not? You need somebody. The people at home are done. They're at the roof. You need family to come, siblings to come. Okay, I'll pick them up. Somebody needs to foot the bill. Somebody needs to rescue that poor woman with her child club. The woman is now in labor. She's in her 9th month, and here he goes and tries his tricks again. Now what happens to her? Then you have feuds amongst the family. No, is the wife made him do it or this one made him do it. You have other issues. The marriage is breaking. You need an extended family network, and then too you need that individual. See, in the incident of Tabuk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen that they didn't participate. And they said, no, we wanted to. We wanted to. I really want to. I normally say to them, I said, see, you are at a position, I'm sure you'll agree with me, you don't even believe yourself. Never mind anybody else. You must now only prove with action. Don't make any claims. You've exhausted your time for claiming. You've exhausted it. It's over. There's just no more air time to say, I will do, I promise, give me a chance. Now you just got to hang on and prove yourself through action. So the munafiqeen did not participate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لو أرادوا الخروج لأعدوا له عدة لو أرادوا الخروج لأعدوا له عدة. If you wanted to change and come out in Tabuk, you would have surely made some preparation. So what's your plan for this Saturday night? Last week I was speaking to one youngster. So his father said, give him some encouragement. I said, the problem with our youth today is, if you ask them, you know what you want to study, they will tell you clearly what they don't want to study. but they can't spell clearly what they want to study. No, no, I don't want to do medicine. No, 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 no. His father is a specialist. No, my father works too long. So, no. Okay, that's fine. Nobody can impose on you. You don't want to do medicine. That's fine. But do you know what you want to do? No, you don't know what you want to do. Well, that's a problem. You need to know what you want in life. In Islam, you're a child or you're an adult. If you're a child, we hold you and hug you and we kiss you. And if you're an adult, you assume responsibility. But we got a scenario here when you hold him, hey, I'm not a child, man. Yo, assalam. Come kiss me here. Who ends up in a... And then when you tell him that grow up, no, I'm a young person. Life is young. فيه أن التعطل والبطالة دليل على عدم الإرادة ككثير ممن عرتهم أنفسهم يظهرون الرغبة في الطاعات لكن كذبوا. Clearly it's mentioned. If you don't take action, you're a liar in your claim. What's your action? What's your position? What are you doing? Have you given up your friend? Have you started working? If you miss one salah in the masjid, you've dropped your guard and increased your vulnerability. That's it. I know of a person, he said the drug merchants found his number. Though he changed 3 phones in 10 years, they found his number after 10 years. This is ruthless. This is wicked. This is evil. They just got to sell you one and then it's done. There's no limit to it afterwards. When the devil will, may Allah protect us, when the occupants of hell will enter into hell, see, Allah speaks of 2 different verses. The devil will say to everyone, Inna Allaha wa'adakum wa'ad al-haqqi wa wa'adtukum fa'akhlaftukum. Allah made a promise and I made a promise. Allah's promise is clear, my brother. Obey me and there'll be peace. There'll be peace. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla litaskunu fihi wan-nahara mubsira. I've made the night a place of peace. In Ruhul Ma'ani, it's written so amazing. Inna sukuna an-nasi fil-layli ala aqsam. When the night sets, and the Quran says people retire, humans retire in different ways. Fa ahlul ghaflati يَسْكُنُونَ إِلَىٰ إِسْتِرَاحَةِ النُّفُوسِ وَالْأَبْدَانِ. People who are just casual and heedless, they just go drop. Just go drop with a remote in his hand, smoking something, watching something, porn addiction, perusing it, and he falls off. فَأَهْلُ الْغَفَلَةِ يَسْكُنُونَ إِلَىٰ إِسْتِرَاحَةِ النُّفُوسِ وَالْأَبْدَانِ. وَأَهْلُ الشَّهَوَةِ يَسْكُنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَمْثَالِهِمْ وَأَشْكَالِهِمْ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسْوَانِ. And people of sin, it's a Saturday night, it's New Year's Eve, it's a matric night, it's a ball party, it's a rave party, it's happening, the night is young. I have only been exposed because in my travels, at times, we've arrived at the hotel at late night. We were once in the UK and they had booked us in a particular hotel. So after the lecture, when we came back to the hotel, I asked the host, I said, were you trying to test the shuyukh's iman? I'm like, where did you book us? He said, no, because of proximity to the venue, this was the hotel. I couldn't believe my eyes. He said, this is norm. This is every Saturday. This is what happens. You cannot process. It's like when you look at this year, and then you think, like, does anybody know here there's something called death? There's something like we're dying. فَأَهْلُ الشَّهْوَةِ يَسْكُنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَمْثَالِهِمْ وَأَشْكَالِهِمْ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسْوَانِ وَأَهْلُ الطَّاعَةِ يَسْكُنُونَ إِلَىٰ حَلَاوَةِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And the pious, their peace is recitation of Quran. There is something else in this. There is fake pleasure in roaming your gaze. There is divine pleasure in restraining your gaze. There is fake pleasure in popping your pill. By Allah, the strength and the sweetness in resisting temptation and then holding on, and each time it's getting stronger, and a different milestone is indescribable. Ask those that have tasted it. So my message is, my brother, first give up your friends. If you're not giving up your friends, disarm yourself. You know your vulnerability. Don't do anything to increase your vulnerability. Break away from that network. There was a youngster that I asked him, I said, why are you taking this drug? He said, every weekend I need a car, I need money, and I need a woman. And I don't have access to either of the three. So I take one drug, and it gives me the thrill of all three. Simple as that. So I feel like I own a car. I feel like I have access to a woman. And I think I got money. So this is the fake pleasure that it gives me. And it just keeps on going round and round. I often mention the incident of Iyas, rahimahullah, because it's so rich in its meaning, where somebody had quizzed him and asked him, what's the logic that alcohol is forbidden when all the individual ingredients are pure, right? It's water, it's sugar, it's grape juice, etc. And then you say alcohol is forbidden. Long story short, he said, if I take water and I sprinkle it on you, will it hurt you? He said, no, I'll probably get a bit wet. If I take sand and I sprinkle it on you, no, I'll just get a bit dusty. And if I take some grass or straw and I hurl it at you, probably I'll just get a bit a stain or two. But if I take that sand and then I put water over it and then I put grass and then I put it through a baking process until it ferments and matures, and then I make it a solid brick and I hurl that brick towards you, he says, of course, it's fatal. It might claim my life. I said, well, that's the drug. That's the drug. It takes you out of... What Hafiz Ab was saying, the hadith, I remember reading this hadith in Tirmidhi, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ حَتَّىٰ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَتَىٰ أُمَّهُ عَلَانِيَا لَكَانَ فِي أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ. Like when we read it, 96, when I was doing Tirmidhi in Dora, I still remember when I was doing Hidayah, and then we did the mas'ala, if a person divorces his wife on the first day, and the ayat of the Quran, he didn't consummate. I said, but divorce on first day? Like, can this happen? You know, the fuqaha often give a fardhi misal, a hypothetical scenario. The hadith of Tirmidhi, everything that plagued the previous nations will happen, to the extent that if a man slept with his mother, people in this ummah will sleep with their mothers. Now here you heard it from Hafiz Ab. Like, can it be more gruesome? As a community, we need to rally. We need more programs. We need more activism. We need more mobilizing. And our sisters, unfortunately, are gripped in it as well. Not to trivialize the wrong of men. But Allah has created a woman with a greater level of morality. When Allah spoke of the crime of stealing, Allah first spoke of the male thief, then the female thief. Because you're a man, you're earning, you have your own revenue, and you're still stealing. As-sariqu was-sariqatu faqta'u aydiyahuma. And when Allah spoke about zina and fornication, Allah spoke of the female adulteress first. Because you are an embodiment of morality. But this thing strips you of your sanity. One villager was asked, you know, someone said, hey, why you don't drink? So you say, no, for social reasons, for religious reasons, for dietary reasons. He said, why you don't drink? He said, why must I drink something that drains my sanity? كيف أشرب ما يشرب عقلي? كيف أشرب ما يشرب عقلي? Let me say to you, my brother, I want to try and draw it to a close. We cannot judge society. And many parents are scratching their head, why has this happened to me? This is not a reflection of your deficient upbringing. There could be cases in which you fell short, and those issues need to be addressed. But there are cases where parents did everything within their reach to guide, to steer, to nurture those children. But unfortunately, the society out there, the evil, the vulnerability, the phone, the network, the social network, children from the best of homes have succumbed. So we cannot attack any family and say, you know what, this is the result of his father being like this. That's the first thing. Number two, like Hafiz Saab said, when there's a crisis, now we need treatment. Now to sit and say, no, we cannot go to the center. He will know, she will know. The problem is bigger than society discovering it. The situation is greater than, you cannot nip this in the bud. This person needs ICU. He needs a pulmonologist. He needs a cardiologist. He needs a physician. He needs a specialist. We don't have this expertise at home. He needs to be put into a center. First, the system needs to be flushed out of it. He becomes sober. Then you go for your counseling. Then you start giving him spirituality to build his spiritual strength so that he can become resilient. So it's a teamwork and it's a long effort. If you feel we're going to keep it within the house, it's a losing battle. It's a losing battle. What's the pledge? And that's the pledge I want to take from my fellow brothers. You know, to the credit, if I can use that term, of those that have unfortunately succumbed to drugs, there's one thing I have found in every one of them. They're soft-natured. You'll speak to the mother and she'll say, but this is my softest child. This child of mine is so sweet. This child of mine is so obliging. This child of mine, he'll do the world for me. Wallah, when he's straight and he's clean, even his brothers and his siblings cannot come close to him. So that's one amazing quality. In my own observation, I have seen like 9 out of 10, they are soft in their approach, in their demeanor. But unfortunately, it's Ummul Khaba'ith. You have taken to a crime that swallows all your virtue. You have taken to a crime. We simply cannot balance it out. This one crime will wipe out everything. That's the reality. That's the nature of this offense. What was the pledge the Prophet ﷺ took from the woman when they accepted Islam? And that's the pledge I take from you, my brother, when a disciple goes to a mentor. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubay'anaka 'ala an la yushrikna billahi shay'an wa la yasriqna wa la yaznina wa la yaqtulna awladahun wa la ya'tina bi buhtan. When they come to you and they pledge to you that they will never make shirk, this drug is such it can make you make kufr, shirk, claim, utter, say, do anything. وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَا. And they pledge that they will not steal. If you make a commitment, I will never steal, and I will be honest, and I'll be transparent, then you will limit your resources by that confession. But when you will lie and distort, then you'll give yourself wings. وَلَا يَقْتُلْنَا أَوْلَادَهُنْ. Back at that time, they were killing their children. Today, unfortunately, we've had cases where they're killing their own parents. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. And they will not disobey you in the matters of good. فَبَايِعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Then, O Nabi of Allah, take the allegiance and make dua for them. مِنْ حَقِّ الْمُرِيدِ أَنْ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. The ulama say it's your duty to make dua for your disciple. And rest assured, your parents are making dua for you. But the change has to come from within yourself. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam told his son, oh my son, stop your arrogance. The problem with the youngster is he thinks he's too smart. So Nuh alayhi salam said, Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana. Oh my son, come onto the boat. Come onto the ark. Hadha wahyun. This is revelation. The son said, Sa'awi ila jabal. No, daddy, this floods, I can deal with it. I got a hideout. You don't even know about my hideout. Hadha aqlun. This is logic. This is logic challenging revelation. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. And this is a father calling out. You know, whenever I think and I see parents cry, and I think of this ayat, and I cannot imagine the pain of Nuh alayhi salam. A father, once I myself heard more parents than I can count saying, Ya Allah, if he's not going to give up this drugs, and there's fear of him losing iman, Allah, I'm begging you, when he's clean and sober, take him away. I will live with the loss of a child, but I can't live with the fear of my child losing his iman. You know what's that for a parent to say? No person plans to prepare for the death of his child. That is why the ulama say, when Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tested him with the most supreme sacrifice. The Quran says, if Allah was to tell you, claim your own life, very few people will do it. وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And if we had to tell you, claim your life, very few would have obliged. If Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, kill yourself, relatively, it would have been easier. Because it's a painful process from the time you receive the revelation to the execution of the injunction. But Allah told him, slaughter your son. That is painful from the time you heard it, and it doesn't end after you slaughtered your child. The pain continues. So the most supreme sacrifice that could be taken, Allah put it on Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and of course he obliged. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He obliged. Right? We don't want to go into the academics of Imraru Sikkin Alil Hulqum, etc. A mother saying, Allah, if my child is going to lose his, let him die. And he can't be bothered. He can't be bothered. So I'm saying to you, you have to come out with that serious commitment in yourself. And gradually, the strength will come. Asma'i makes mention of the incident that he says, I went into one tribe in Yemen in the search of learning Arabic, and I seen there was graffiti on the wall. So on the wall, it was written there, Billahi ayyuhal ushaq, akhbiruni. Oh, people, help me. There's a young man, he's infatuated over a woman. I remember one of the first cases I had dealt with after I had just graduated. And it was one of the very painful things that due to drugs, there was promiscuity. And then in the family setting, there was a child that was born. And this child had reached of an age. And the child developed a rare condition which required a blood transfusion from the parents. So the father was taken to the hospital, and when they matched his blood, it was discovered that he's not the father. And that exposed the betrayal of his wife, which was an offshoot of drug at a time when the child had developed some rare condition 10 years into the marriage. Now understand the scenario. You married, you're thinking this is your child. The child is 10 years old. There's a serious blood disorder. You're going to do medical intervention. Yeah, of course, it's my child, man. I know of a friend of mine, his wife has just given a kidney to his son, and may Allah give them both shifa. And to go there and discover I'm not the father. So then who's the father of this year? Can you imagine? Look at how vicious the cycle is. The industry that claims to generate revenue through alcohol, through intoxicants, and the rest of it. And then look at the flip side of it, the carnage, the killing, the spousal bashing, the accidents, and all that that happens in society. Match the two and balance the two. Today I read an article that 50% of South African youth are exposed to serious porn. 50%, that's staggering. And 10 become porn addicts. A Muslim person wrote the article. 50% of South African youth are viewing porn. One in every two. 10 out of them are becoming addicts, which obviously will compromise functionality in his marriage. It's a vicious circle. Whichever way you go through. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Huffatil jannatu bil makarih wa huffatil naru bil shahawat. Hell has been decorated by all this adornment. It looks so nice. It feels so good. So you get in the club, right? And now you get that adrenaline. You get that excitement. The devil has pumped you up. You're going to pop this year. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel right. You're going to feel high. You're going to feel good. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ كفر. He tells you make kufr. So he gives you all that push and drive. The devil covers all the loopholes. I tell my wife this, I tell my boss this, I tell my friend this, I tell my son here, I do this. I cover every loophole. When at that time the brain has been blocked, all the loopholes are covered. Finally, when you finish the drug and now the effect has worn out, the devil has disappeared into thin air. But you can't exit from the air holes. You've got to come out of the door. Now you've got one of two options. So that's exactly what the devil did in the form of Suraqa in the Battle of Badr. When he came to the as the leader of the Banu Kinana, and he came to the Kufar. And he said, don't worry, tomorrow I'm with you, man. All the way, I'm covering you. You got my back. And when the battle came, he turned around. Nakasa ala aqibay. He turned around. He said, but hey, you promised you're going to be with us. No, no, I dropped you in. Now you deal with it. You made the bed your baby. I know of a young man. He had a passion for a particular woman and of exceptional beauty. It was a long process. Finally, he got married against the acceptance of her family, etc. Unfortunately, got involved in a drug, then became guilty of disloyalty and infidelity. The woman left him and he's gone. Now he's crying a song of total depression, dejection, isolation, and suicidal. Your parents will hang on longer than your spouse. Your siblings will hang on less than your spouse. But at some point, everyone will get off. Your parents will hang on more than your spouse, because it's my blood, my son. Your spouse will last longer than your siblings. There might be exceptions. I'm talking of my own stats, 25 years. But at some point, everybody will get off. There was a person that I've been working with very closely. His mother told me, Maaf man, my apologies, but I can't take my son in my house. Then 12 o'clock at night, the door gets knocked. Then there's a fight outside here. Then there's swearing here. Then there's gunshots. I cannot. I'm old. I'm weak. I'm frail. If he needs to sleep in the street, may Allah reward you for what you're doing for him. But I cannot allow him in my house. As it is, I don't function normal with him here. Nothing is right. My brother, my message is there is hope. You are fortunate that we have centers here. You are fortunate that we have helping hands and social workers. You are fortunate that today we have an amalgamation of two different organizations. But let me tell you, even if Hafizab doesn't have the courage to tell you, this man is burnt out. This man is burnt out. We've seen our marhoom Khalil Bhai. May Allah grant him Jannat. And we've seen him going down. And he got burnt out. And he moved on. I'm telling you, because I phone him so many times, and he's burnt out. His energy is done. His reserves are down. We need somebody else to come in. Someone younger. The drugs are changing. The demands are too much. This is intrusive, invasive to his life. We can turn this narrative. And you have the strength and the capacity. I remember a young boy saying to me, I was giving a talk to youth. And subhanallah, I have another thought. I'll share it with you. In that I said, delete all your haram contacts. He said, I switched my phone on in the program and I deleted it. 10 years around, the joy, the happiness, the bliss Allah gave me, I make dua for you every day. There was a man in California, he was of Afghan origin. I'm only sharing this in gratitude to Allah, and I have a thought of it now. So this young boy, unfortunately, had succumbed to drugs. I was there, you know, many years ago, and I spent 3 Ramadans. So these youth used to come and sit in my talks, and then I used to spend time with them at night. I used to take a drive downtown California, San Francisco, etc. And with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave them hidayat, and they changed their life. Anyway, I completed my Ramadan program, and I went. The next year when I came, this brother came running to me and he says, you have to come home. My parents want to meet you. So I said, okay, I just landed. I'm tired. He said, no, you have to come. By Allah, his parents were old, aged, frail, weak, senile. I got to the house with the walking stick. They stood up and they just came and hugged me like a moon came in their house. So I'm like pleasantly excited, but I'm trying to reconcile. They said, my son was on drugs. We were cursing him. He was cursing us. Since he attached himself with you and your lectures, Allah changed his life. For 1 year, we make dua for you every day. I'm saying to you, my brother, you have the potential. You have the mind. You need to apply yourself. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ نفي التسلط عن المؤمن إذا أراد المؤمن أن يغلبه فإبليس أضعف من النملة وهو مشاهد لمن أراد أن يشاهد. Allah said, the devil made a vow. The devil made a vow. You know, there are many topics in my life I've spoken on, but I speak on it purely on theory and academics. This is not a topic of academics and theory. I've been in the thick of this. And my heart is in this here. And my heart cries. My heart cries. There are parents whose phone numbers, when they flash on my phone, I simply don't take it because I don't know what to tell them anymore. I simply don't know what to tell them anymore. I'm tired. And like I said, the woman is having hope. Allah must make him the Imam of the Haram. What do I tell this mother other than Ameen? And of course, we with Allah, we have our hopes. We don't give up hope in Allah. Never, never, never. La tayasu min rawhillah. Yaqub alayhi salam is crying for the reunion of Yusuf. And Allah tests him that Binyamin goes. And he's crying for the reunion of Binyamin, and Yehuda stays. The third son. Irji'u ila abikum faqulu ya abana inna ibnaka saraq wa ma shahidna illa bima alimna wa ma kunna lil ghaib. Now you will go back to your dad and tell him, I don't know how to face him. I cannot face him. We live in an evil time. The other day I was talking in a talk of mine, yeah, just around the corner. You know, I still remember this, when this pools, this extension 5 pools, when it was just built, we were kids. And so we went home and we asked our parents. Before that, in Lands, you would know, we would go to gravel pools. That's where you went. And when this pool was, facility was made, so we went home, and I still remember myself, my friends, my brother. We asked our parents, can we go? And they said, no. What pool you put on? Go, just stay here. And we came out. And you know that? Laiti khadakhta. So we like, no. We're going. Hey, but those days were good days, man. Those days were good days. Wallah, we turned the corner and we said, hey, you know what? Our parents are not happy. What if we drown? Those days, the bad boy, he scaled the fence. He was truant for the last period in school, book education and right living. I'm sure there's a couple of old guys like me, yeah? Right? Those were the things I used to do. That's why I remember. And then you went to the tea room across there, and what you did? You popped a 20 cent and you played Pac-Man. That was a bad boy. That was the bad boy. Those that, hey, make dua, boy is off, man, he's smoking. No, no, now he's a good boy. He just smoke clean stuff. Yeah, just he smokes good things. He's sharp. He's smoking good things. Ya Allah, where is the society gone, my Allah? Sayyidina Ali says, I wanted to know from the Nabi of Allah regarding this, the pre-discharge before relationship with your spouse. Does this result in wuzu or ghusl? But I didn't ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if I ask him the ruling, it refers to the moment of intimacy with his daughter. So how can I ask my Nabi, as much as he's my Nabi, but his daughter is in my nikah and I know the ruling? So he told Miqdad bin Aswad, Miqdad, you go. You do me a favor, go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person is asking when he's intimate with his spouse, and then there's this discharge before relationship. What's the ruling of this discharge? That was the modesty. That was the society. That was the makeup of our community. How many youngsters today, they will light it, and if you're not seen, they want you to see. They're provocative. Let me tell you, my brother, sin everybody does. But when you're arrogant about your sin, then the chances of tawbah are slim. When you become arrogant about it, then it becomes very difficult. So my message is, there is hope. You become committed with yourself. I need to do it now. Now. Start one good act. Suhail bin Amr, he says that I was traveling with my family and then we were intercepted by some robbers. So they stole and looted and they took our food also and they started eating it. So I asked the leader of the clan, I say, you're not eating? He said, no, I'm fasting. So I said, but you're stealing and you fasting. He said, Inni atruku baban baini wa bain Allah la'alli adkhulu fihi. I have done a lot of wrong, but I fast Mondays and Thursdays. I don't want to give up all my good. I'm hoping one day through the barakat of fasting, my life will change. My brother, if the one thing I can tell you that will turn your life around is respect your parents. I apologize. Hey, listen, my friends. Hey, that's my mother, whatever. Don't talk to my parents like this. There was a person who repented and he went to a pious man. He said, you know what? I shouldn't be bragging, but I think I'm more pious than you. I got more virtue than you. So he said, how do you claim this? He said, Allah says in the Quran, when you repent, Allah will convert your vice into virtue. And definitely my vice was more than your virtue. So now that I made tawbah, I'm hopeful I got more reward than you. It's a verse of the Quran. So this is my message. To make a mistake is human. To persist is devilish. To make a mistake is human. The first time was a mistake. The second time was calculated. Then what's the new thing? No, I gave divorce while I was under the influence. Now you're trying to tamper with the rulings. And you're trying for justification. That's a separate issue altogether. He gave 3 talaqs. Now when he's sober, by that time his wife is tired. If you don't come back, I'll relapse. Well, I relapse 10 times if you don't know my husband. But I just hang on. Many of them know that because the woman doesn't have an alternative place, exploit it. And just keep on getting it at her. And she's on the receiving end. So what does Allah say in the Quran? That innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. Perform good deeds. You unfortunately slipped up. You did something wrong. Immediately call for help. Uncle Rafiq, I made a mistake. Phone your friend. Phone your ustad. I made a mistake. I was clean for 3 months. I popped one. I made a mistake. Immediately seek help. Don't allow the cancer to grow. Because then again, it's too evil. Then what do? Inna al-hasanati yudhibna al-sayyi'at. Perform righteous deeds. Yahya bin Mu'adh rahimahullah used to say, Inna Allah lam yarda bis-satri hatta ghafar, wa lam yarda bil-ghufran hatta baddal. Allah is so kind. Allah didn't say, if you do wrong and you make tawbah, I'll conceal it. Allah said, I will forgive it. And Allah didn't say, I'll forgive it. He said, I will change your vice into virtue. And Ibn Kathir says, why? Why? What's the logical process of the conversion of vice into virtue? Because when you change your life, then every time you'll pass a drug merchant, every time you'll pass that same place, you'll cry. And you'll say, Ya Allah, how many of my Saturdays went here? Ya Allah, how many thousands I threw in here? Ya Allah, how many of my holidays went here? So every venue of sin will be a renewed tawbah. So in that sense, your sin becomes a catalyst for reformation. وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِأَنَّهُ كُلَّمَا تَذَكَّرَ مَا مَضَى نَدَمَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ فَيَنْقَلِبُ الذَّنْبُ طَاعَةً بِهَذَا الْإِعْتِبَارِ. My brother, my last words to you is, it comes in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum. O my servant, this is your actions. Whatever you do, I'm recording. That is why when the book of deeds will be opened, Allah says, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord does not oppress anyone. Listen to this, we'll end on this note. O my servant, whatever you are doing, I am recording. When you come before me, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. If you come before Allah and in your book of deeds it is salah, worship, kindness, obedience, goodness, generosity, khidmah, then praise Allah. And if you come before Allah, وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَٰلِكَ, you find things other than that. There's drugs, there's debauchery, there's fornication, there's promiscuity, there's lies, there's theft. The Hadith al-Qudsi, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Then you cannot blame anybody for the decision of hell but yourself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid our society from the scourge. May Allah bless all our brothers, our sisters, the amalgamation of the organizations, the brothers and sisters who have put this event together. My good friend and student, Maulana Abdullah, probably is here. He came in late. He's working around the clock and working very selflessly. He's authored few books as well in this regard. How an addict relapses, what causes a relapse. Please get hold of that copy. It will help you. It will empower you. You need every support structure to build your immunity, to become resilient, to become resilient. The viruses all over. We won't able to do away with the viruses. You got to build your immunity so that you can ward off the virus. That's how the world is. It will continue going down. 1998, I think probably phones came out in the mid-90s. I still remember when we were in our final year, you know, moving around with the Nokia and the antenna. It was like, hey, this guy is up, man. He's got a cell phone. 1998, my first phone I had bought was a Dencall. That was the name of it. It was just within that Nokia. 1998, myself, my brother, and my papa, we went to Madran, and we went to buy an Ericsson phone. And I'm telling my father, no, papa, this is a sleek phone. This is smart. This is now technology. This is compact. His words were, and they still ring in my ears. Phone, ring in my ears. He said, boy, mark my words, these phones will keep on changing by the year, if not the month. 1998. I don't know if the blue Ericssons, if anybody remember. You know, before when you need to pull out that antenna and wait 1 minute. Yeah, yeah. Now it's like, yeah, okay, I'll speak to you now. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Google. It will keep on changing. The fitnas will keep on changing. But Allah has kept peace in salah. That same 2 rakat salah that gave comfort to Sahaba will give comfort to us. That same recitation of the Quran that gave peace to Sayyidina Uthman, who could read the entire Quran in one unit, that same salah is there, that same Quran is there. If you're chasing this dragon, you'll need to change it different all the time. You'll need to up your game, opulence. You'll need to change this and that. But when it comes to deen, it will give you peace and sukoon. May Allah bless you all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant strength and recovery to everyone. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم كن أنت ولينا وكن أنت رقيبنا وكن أنت نصيرنا وكن أنت وكيلنا اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اجعل أولادنا أبرارا أتقيا وأنبتهم وإيانا في الإسلام نباتا حسنا ولا تجعلهم جبارين أشقيا اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين Oh my kind, loving, caring, merciful Allah, we beg you, we beseech you, we implore you, O Allah, protect, safeguard and rescue all our youth that have succumbed to the scourge of drugs. Allah, those that could not come here for whatever reasons, and those who are popping the drug this very moment, those that are in the clubs and the pubs, Allah, you give them an awakening. Allah, you jolt them. Allah, you revive them. Allah, create in their hearts and our hearts the dislike and the resentment for all forms of intoxicants and sin, O Allah. O Allah, those that have succumbed to pornography, to debauchery, to promiscuity, and to all social evils, Allah, grant everyone deliverance from it, Allah. Allah, those of our caregivers, helpers, organizations, brothers, sisters, that are working unwavering, relentlessly, O Allah. Allah, you grant them strength and comfort, ease and courage, Allah. Grant them the ease and the resources, O Allah. Allah, save us and save our progenies from this curse, O Allah. Save us and save our progenies from this curse, O Allah. Allah, grant us a life of purity, a life of taqwa, a life of honesty, a life of integrity. Allah, those that have caused their parents to cry, let them bring tears of joy to those parents, Allah. Allah, those that have hurt their wives, Allah, grant them the ability to reconcile and bring joy to their spouses, O Allah. O Allah, you rescue us from this. Save us from being the mubadhirin, who are the ikhwan of shayateen, those who waste their wealth in haram and embezzle their funds, O Allah, and they are the brothers of the devil, O Allah. Save us from that, O Allah. Grant us the ability to use all the faculties and resources that you have given us in your obedience, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adhaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين